welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah Sinek.
Welcome to a very special presentation of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. I'm your host, Josiah, at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. All right, guys, most of you guys are used to this sort of show with deep dives and rabbit holes. I've had more people ask me recently, what is it? And it's the Comic Syndicate, but it's not the Comic Syndicate. It is not the Comic Syndicate. This is Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. For any new listeners, hopefully one of your friends turned you on to this show, particular show, because I normally hit pop culture on something else I do on the side, and I try not to ever make reference to it and just sprinkles here and there, but that's not the goal. This is its own separate entity, its own thing. It is under the Comic Syndicate banner for the most part, so if you're going to subscribe to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, hit up any iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts, Spotify. Just type in the Comic Syndicate, and throughout months, I will sprinkle these out. I love doing these. It's a form of expressionism. I get to be creative. I get to draw out and tell you guys a story for the most part. It's a lot of me breaking down topics and give you my thoughts, opinions, and personal experiences with these particular topics that I decide to break down. We have the art of tipping is one of them. Let's see how many deaths there are that occur on cruise ships is one of them. What to do on a first date. I don't think I've broken that one down before, although I think that would be a good one to hit, although dating doesn't exist in the world anymore at the moment. So I'm just typical at For the Villain. Don't mind me if you're going to follow me on Twitter. If you want to follow me again, I'm at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Feel free to let me know how terrible of a job I'm doing. Today's topic in particular, I wrote a while back, about 2 months ago, the end of the year last year, 2019. And I wrote one show in particular, and this is why it's called Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I was doing work, research, I was writing legit. And don't mind the noise, guys. And I was writing legit. So coming across this particular topic and pulling up information about it, it took me down a different route that I wanted to go. This is going to be me breaking down many things for you guys and let me know how you guys feel about it. If you guys don't like the show, if it's boring, this is going to be a half an hour show. I'm going to have a second half an hour show coming down the pike within the month, and I can probably toss it out next week, depending on my life and what's going on. And it's like, do I need to buy myself more time? Do I need to read some more? Do I need to write some more? And speaking of writing, this is exactly what the topic of this particular show is. Deep dives and rabbit holes of the art of writing. And I don't know, I think that's probably going to be the title, because I normally struggle with both shows coming up with the title. This one is going to be penmanship. So I'm going to break it down, and then I'm going to give you guys my personal writing, what I wrote down for you guys, and then I'm going to go down one rabbit hole with you guys. So follow me down. Again, if you guys like it, let me know. If you guys dislike it, let me know. I'm cool with every type of feedback, so don't sweat it. Penmanship is a noun, the art or skill of writing by hand, exercises in penmanship, and a person's handwriting. Definition is good handwriting is legible, fluent, and efficient. If these basic skills can be translated to writing letters, words, and sentences, then all of the requirements for developing legible, fluid, fatigue-free, efficient, and individual handwriting are fulfilled. Again, this one was a rather simple topic for me to come up with, first of all, because I feel I write a lot. That's just the Josiah's. That's what I do. The basis and premise of this particular deep dives and rabbit hole was one thing that turned into another as I'm going deeper into the writing process and how I wanted to attack this. I came up with two shows and I wrote two shows concurrently. I don't know how proud I am of it yet, because this is the test. This is one story, and then you guys can listen to the other one when that one drops in within the month, and you can be like, holy shit, they work well together. Or you did a terrible job at spacing them out, or putting them together, or constructing them, or you did a terrible job writing them, which is the premise of this show. So please bear with me. It's going to be 25 minutes of just me talking and telling you guys a story. So there are several routes I could have gone down, but like many of the deep dives before, I'm definitely going to need to revisit this topic and go down a different rabbit hole later on. So first off, I'm going to hit some questions to you guys. And I know how I feel about these. So take your time and think about them. Legit, think about them. My question to you guys, as listeners, as an audience, as my friends, and hopefully my family. How do you guys feel about your own penmanship? That's one. When you guys do write, do you guys write in printing, in print, or cursive handwriting? It's pretty easy for me. First one, how do you feel about your penmanship? Everyone says my writing is I don't know. I don't want to say pretty. I don't know. I get compliments about my writing and I think it's ugly. But then again, I feel the same way about my voice talking on several podcasts. So I don't know. It's one of those things. When you do write, do you write in printing or cursive handwriting? When I was younger, I was a handwriting guy and I got certificates of how beautiful my handwriting is. Now as an adult, I write more in print. I don't use a lot of handwriting, only to sign my name for a check or, you know, when I go out to a bar, restaurant, whatever. Next question is going to get interesting. When you do write, do you prefer a pen or a pencil to write? So for most people my age, I think, is most people should, the answer should be a pen, right? Or is it just me? I think it's an age thing, because once you go to high school, you kind of start learning the art of the pen. And once you go to college, you know, like, okay, what's more pen-based? So those questions. Last question is going to be corny, but hopefully funny. When was the last time you guys used whiteout? And I don't want to sound racist here, but people with the world we're living in, where people get so upset about BS. Anyways, I'll say liquid paper. Okay, so whiteout. You know, like, when was the last time you... And how do you guys feel about these questions? I'm going to continue on. Really, the best way to improve your cursive is to practice every single day. There is no royal road to good penmanship. Buy a handwriting course book. While I can provide some great general tips, and this is the homework that I did, on how to improve your handwriting, the best way to do it is to go through a handwriting course book that has daily exercises. But again, I'm going to go down several routes and roads and hopefully get you guys thinking about how you guys do your day-to-day writing. I don't know. This is what's very cool about this one, and hopefully it comes out as good as I thought it's going to be. How do you write perfectly? Method 2 to writing neatly in print. Number 1, hold your pen, pencil properly. Number 2, engage your whole arm when writing. Number 3, practice with simple lines and circles. Number 4, move on to writing individual letters. Number 5, practice writing out entire paragraphs. Number 6, take it slow. Number 7, write by hand whenever possible. Now, I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to give you guys homework, which I brought to the table, and my own personal writing, which I brought to the table. More questions now from my point of view. Where do you guys, listeners, audience, friends, you guys are my friends, and probably strangers, so welcome to the club, guys. Hopefully this is intriguing enough for you guys to get you guys lost for a brief half an hour. Where do you guys currently lay or feel on writing in general? So this is me, my own personal writing now. Are you of my generation or like me in a sense where you kind of feel the need and prefer writing in print. Like, I need a pen. I need my books. I need to write in my composition notebooks. Or, you know, that's just the way I feel. Or are you of the generation that was raised with typing on a computer? Now, hear me out. There are several ways to look at it. Computers are the thing of the future. We know that. But when you're writing, being, I guess, articulate or creative, which route do you guys go? The demographic for this podcast, I've realized, has been like 16 to my age, 40, and maybe plus 45. I don't know anyone older than 45. I don't know. Lynn, you're not 45, are you? I don't know. But anyways, that's how I feel. Like, again, you guys. And in your life now, in your day-to-day jobs, and I know this sounds a little redundant with what's going on in the world, but again, bear with me, guys. Do you find yourself typing more in your day-to-day life? Or do any of you guys write out anything ever, really, besides signing your name on a check or going to a restaurant? So yes, I know most jobs are computer-based now, but everyone has their own story and work of expertise. So someone who does logistics doesn't necessarily, he just needs to sign his name. That's more physical labor. I work for a foreclosure company, so I don't need to write a lot. I'm literally in with dual monitors typing. Second job I got fired from, I'm just a bartender, so don't mind me. So I don't need to write a lot, or at all, really. This is still continuing on my thoughts, and this is me taking you guys down a rabbit hole. Now let's continue on down this road just a bit. Do you guys ever find yourself asking yourselves these questions in particular? Here you go. Sorry. Why is my handwriting so sloppy? Dysgraphia is a problem that is not caused by attentional problems or lack of handwriting practice. Handwriting that is sloppy usually deteriorates over the years. Dysgraphic handwriting shows poor structural form from the beginning when the child is just learning how to form letters. Now, this is one of those things where I'm like, again, okay, well, how do I feel about writing? Like, I write a lot, and not a lot of people are like me, and no one has to be like me, but it just me writing something simple. My reviews for the other show, coming across all the brainstorming I do, writing out these topics for this show, freehand form, on composition notebooks, getting these, jotting all of these down. I'm like, how does everyone else feel about their writing? Am I the only one that ever thinks about the small, minute, tiny details like this? And honestly, is it worth talking about? Well, you know what? This is the attempt to talk about it. Now, this is something for me in particular. One of the questions I had for myself, what does writing in all caps mean for just me? Like, I know several routes. Now, again, I wanted to start this show or write this particular one, and it took me down another route. Like, okay, I know I write in all caps, but it's all printing. So if you guys have followed me at the comic underscore syndicate on Instagram, I post up a lot of my writing. I'm never ashamed to show my writing, especially now more so. Like my personal box of old writing, I don't mind showing anymore. Like songs I've written, poems I've written, musically and lyrics to songs. I don't mind showing those, but that's the type of guy I am too. I've learned a lot about myself. But writing, physically writing now, and as much as I do write, and it's going to sound weird, and this is not me being cocky, but I do write a lot. I write a lot more than a lot of people. Like, I've seen a bunch of pictures of people in coffee shops or with a pool in the background saying, I'm writing a script with their laptop. And they take a picture of their laptop and their cigar and or their glass of wine. But it's like, your fucking screen's fucking blank, homie. Like, that's what you got. But yet, I can write galore and show my composition notebook. Like, I'm writing more than you, homie. Like, who's writing more here? You just putting it out there just to say I'm writing a script, where it's like I'm pencil to fucking paper grinding it out. but that's just my personal form of being creative. How do you guys feel about this? And again, looking at how much I write, like my writing kind of offends me in a way. Because I realize, again, I write in all caps. Like if it was typing on computer, I would technically be screaming at people. But on paper, it doesn't come across as screaming. Especially to me, like I'm writing it and I'm going to review it. Like I'm writing my own script for myself, for both shows, for any show. The only time I can honestly wing it and gun it without anything is the audio chronicles, where it's just interview based. And I would rather have a conversation with people, which I'm able to do there more so than either of these. Although I have a lot of things lined up for both, all three, really. This just gives me a chance to be creative. This is one I came across, though. The question again, what does writing in all caps mean for my personality? And I had to look this up. People who have all caps handwriting feel a compulsive need to sift their emotions through reason. They seldom allow their feelings to come out spontaneously. In fact, they also repress their feelings primarily because they are suspicious or defensive. Okay, so that's awesome. That's what I looked up, and that's going to lead me somewhere else. Now this is back to me just writing. Weird, I feel the way everyone feels about their voices, or feel the same way about their penmanship. Is that a thing? Or girls with straight hair that want curly hair, and girls with curly hair who want straight hair. Like, it's always those things you realize where it's like, I don't realize what I have. You know, like, does that make sense? Like, I think my writing is ugly. Like, I write a lot, but it's ugly. I think my voice is terrible. I should not be a host of any podcast, let alone talk to people out in the wild. So, but how do you guys feel about your voices when you guys hear yourselves back replayed on a tape recorder or voice message? Granted, those are a dying breed too. When you guys put on your own timey cassette players and listen to yourselves. But again, the demographic. How do you guys feel about this? Do you guys write? Do you guys write on computer? Do you guys write on print? Do you need paper and pen? Or is it strictly computer, laptop? Again, conversation piece. And hopefully thought-provoking. Now, going down rabbit holes, which type of writing gives you the most information about the writer? And I'll give you guys three options. Just a random question that I did come across on the internet. I'm like, you know what? Let me add this onto my notes too. Which type of writing gives you the most information about the writer? Now, is it going to be one, print, second, cursive, or third, a blend of print and cursive? All right. Now, those are easy to answer questions. I'm going to finish this up shortly. I just wanted you guys to get lost for a little bit. And if I'm frustrating you guys, give me 10 more minutes. I'm going to fucking kill it. And you guys don't have to deal with me unless you guys are, you know, intrigued enough to come back, which I hope you guys send your friends this. Like, you know what? It got me lost for a little bit. So here we go. The benefits of handwriting versus typing. I'll kill this. I put in parentheses just for myself. The pen is mightier than the keyboard. That's just a note for myself. Now, I'm going to give you guys stats and facts and things that are out on the internet that are, again, stats. I like bringing everything to the table. My own personal experiences, which I've walked you guys through mine, but I gave you guys enough time, hopefully, to think about, like, okay, well, he might be onto something. How do I feel about this? What do I normally do? What do I do in my life? Like, do I use a diary? Do I still have a diary? Do I write daily? Do I work on that aspect, or is it always even a text on a phone or writing on your phone? Again, they're not to say anyone's right or anyone's wrong. Everyone has their own styles, and I love and I respect it because honestly, I use both. With our smartphones and laptops, we're typing on keyboards more frequently than writing by hand. Typing has become our go-to method of writing for everything, from work emails to personal to-do lists. While typing may be faster and more convenient, research shows handwriting has its own unique advantages. So if you're an avid typist, do yourself a favor and take a look at these key benefits of handwriting versus typing. Pick up a pad of paper and pen to take some handwritten notes. The first topic this particular research is going to go into is effective memory recall. Though a little more time-consuming, there are many benefits of handwriting your notes. Longhand notes allow for better short and long-term memory recall because they contain your own words and handwriting. These can serve as effective memory cues by recreating the context and content from the original lecture or meeting. That's what I do for reviews. When you write things out, you create spatial relations between each bit of information you're recording. Handwriting activates parts of your brain involved in thinking and working memory and allows you to store and manage information. That makes sense for me. The movement associated with the pen and your hand can help you encode and retain information long term. The second section is going to be sharpened critical thinking. Comparing handwriting versus typing, you're more exposed to critical thinking when you write by hand than when you type. Handwriting allows you to think more thoroughly about the information you're recording. It encourages you to expand upon your thoughts and form connections between them. This can be further enhanced by using pens of different colored ink as a color coding system to organize thoughts and form more connections. Strong writers can identify relationships between abstract ideas and also develop unconventional solutions to complex problems. I love solving problems. I'm a problem solver. If you do not write regularly, it may be more difficult to extract meaning from text and interpret the context of words and phrases. Next one, and that is going to be stronger conceptual understanding. When you write your notes by hand, you develop a stronger conceptual understanding than by typing. Since handwriting is slower and more tedious, it makes it harder to take notes verbatim. Therefore, you have to actually process the information and summarize it in a way that makes sense for you. As I'm talking these topics over for the difference between both, this is what I realized about my own writing, where I'm like, it's something so corny. No one's going to want to listen to me talk about how boring writing is physically. Writing. I'm not giving you guys an essay. I'm just telling you guys the differences between both. So I'm just telling you guys a story. This illustrates, again, stronger conceptual understanding. This illustrates one of the other benefits of handwriting versus typing. Handwriting forces your brain to mentally engage with the information, improving both literacy and reading comprehension. On the other hand, typing encourages verbatim notes without giving much thought to the information. This mindless transcription can lead to a lack of meaningful understanding and application of the information, although you may be able to type more words quickly. Now, we've still got one more section to go into, and I'll end it for you guys. If you guys go to school, if you guys went to school, if you guys are taking online courses, again, I love to read. I'm very hands-on on when I'm learning something, but I'm that worker where I need to see it, I need to read about it, and then I have to do it to learn. Everyone has their own styles. This is just mine. Like, I agree with all these completely. Do you guys go to school, and are any of these making sense to any of you guys? Any old school people that don't even know what a typewriter and typewriter, what typing is, or computer typing, you know, emails? Like, do you guys understand the difference between both? Finding your pen types for handwriting. Okay, handwriting is a neurosensory exercise, so it's important to choose the pen types that fit your writing style and needs. Stylizing your handwritten notes gives you a chance to further analyze and organize thoughts and ideas to make note-taking more efficient and personalized. Okay, these are just the things I came across, and I'm like, okay, this sounds interesting, and I can cut it quick. But going down this rabbit hole where it's like, okay, is this worth talking about? Josias can't make this last for an hour. they kind of can. The goal was to cut this short, and the next one's going to be also short, but I'm going to give you a teaser on the next episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, when I'm going to drop that or release it. I have no idea about that, but here's a teaser. I was going down so many rabbit holes. What does your handwriting say about you? Did you know that how you write can indicate more than 5,000 personality traits? The size of your letters, spacing between words, shapes of your letters, and more can all signify different characteristics that say a lot about you. For example, if you write with rounded letters, then this could mean you are creative and artistic. Whereas if you write with pointed letters, then this could mean you are intense and curious. Handwriting analysis, also known as graphology, can even be used for detecting lies and revealing possible health ailments. Check out the infographic below or read a copy. Okay, now this is what part two is going to be about. So if that was a teaser, hopefully you guys are curious to want to come back. I'm going to end it with one more topic, I guess, or still on the same note. How your handwriting can point to your personality. And I broke down graphology for you guys again, which by now you guys can finally use it in a contextual sense with your friends. I mean, have a conversation about it. Like, do you write or do you type more? And it's a weird conversation. I was going to say use it at the bar as a pickup line, but people can't do that anymore. But graphology is the study of handwriting, especially when employed as a means of analyzing a writer's character, personality, abilities, etc. How you write can indicate more than 5,000 different personality traits. In the medical field, it can be used to refer to the study of handwriting as an aid in diagnosis and tracking of diseases. All right, guys, are you a writer? Are you a typist? Do you do both? I know a bunch of people have hit me up on the side, like when I write or show something, like, holy shit. And people sometimes write. I've gotten those people where it's like, I know what next review is going to be about. Like, I can just zoom in. And I'm like, I'm completely cool with that. Like, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about. Like, I wrote a weird script for myself. And this is my form of note-taking. I could go in blind to most things, but I like to physically construct something, brainstorm it, write it out, and, okay, does this work? And play with it, and fuck around with it. Sorry, I know I said this was going to be kid-friendly, but that's the type of weird, creative person I am. And I think I'm creative enough to come up with several rabbit holes for you guys. Next podcast, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, is going to be, all right, we're going to play a game. Play a game with me. I'm going to write down a sentence, two sentences. Hopefully you guys play along. You guys write the sentences as well. And I'm going to break us down. Personality. And yeah, we're going to see how we feel about this particular exercise next show. All right, guys, it was going to be a short show. I did let you guys know you guys don't have much of a commute now. If you guys want a longer deep dives and rabbit holes, let me know. The other podcast I do runs from half an hour to 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how much Josias wants to talk. That host of that show is a real asshole. So if you guys did like deep dives and rabbit holes, if you guys are intrigued by this one, hit up the host of that other show and let him know that was good. That was intriguing. Like, it got me thinking, how do I write? Like, how creative am I? Am I really that creative? Am I just stuck on one notion, on one form of creativity and or writing? Or do I encompass everything? Like, what do I do? If you like spreadsheets, you're going to be a computer person. That's understandable. If you're going to be a writer, you can sit down, pull out your laptop, and write. I'm just that guy that always has a pen with me and my backpack with me all the time, with my notebooks always ready to sit down and write and go through stuff. I'm no better, I'm no worse than you guys. I'm just always ready to work. All right, guys, if you guys like the show, find and follow the Deep Dives R on Twitter. Follow Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast, on Facebook. And I am at For the Villain on Twitter. I'm at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Please feel free to hit me up. questions, comments, hate mail, I do not mind at all. This is not pop culture. These are just thoughts. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. And this is a different type of podcast. So if you guys liked it, if you find someone or know someone, like-minded individuals like you guys, where it's like, this is kind of interesting. And it took my mind off bullshit for half an hour, especially in the world we're living in. Then that's my game plan. And I have another good one for you coming up. All right, guys. You guys are dope, rad. Take care of each other. I will catch you guys not next week. I'll catch you guys soon. Peace out.